Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Episode 111. Welcome to Steel and Az, brought to you by Hedge Better from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight we're on a no guest episode. We got Steel right to my side here.
Hello there.
Hello there is right. Got Showtime behind the producer's wheel.
Welcome.
Got myself here. A lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We kind of took a little week hiatus as a couple of people on vacation. I'm just getting back from Disney. Producer Justin just had a great time wherever he went.
Costa Rica.
There we go.
Right on the board.
Magic Mike, I think, was at Club Alex's for the last 2 weeks. And Anton serving a 2-game suspension for too many Tito's in the studio here.
Yeah, really almost took out the door.
We almost lost our security deposit here. It would have been bad.
Celtics best record in the NBA have had a really promising week. I want to get to the Bucks game as soon as possible. Great Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and Eagles. Obviously the Chiefs came away, but we'll talk about what we thought of the game. And then the Boston Bruins, losing 4 of their last 5, came into Dallas the other night, was losing the whole game, won in overtime on a great goal by David Pastrnak. So we'll get to that. Little baseball preview, as there was only 4 media members at the Red Sox spring training facility today. So I don't think we need to talk about that too much, considering no one really cares.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll dive right into it as Boston Celtics, heading into the All-Star break. Record, I think, is like 42-17.
Mm-hmm.
The other night might have almost been, if they held on against the Bucks, their greatest regular season win in the last 10 years. And I'm not even...
Yeah, definitely up there.
I mean, you'd
have to, like regular season, you'd have to, like, look. But, like, that's definitely in the running.
But you have... Right there. You're without Tatum, Brown, Horford, and Marcus Smart. All right, let me spin this back. Let's go to the game here. So it was Wednesday night?
Tuesday
night. Giannis was playing. Middleton was playing. They brought him to overtime. We're winning in the whole game. And then these role players who, haven't gotten the critical minutes in time show up.
Hauser, Warrior.
Hauser, that 3.
Unbelievable.
Was great. I guess they just scrapped the last play and was just like, I'm going to take this shot. I can't believe they didn't follow him because, they were down 3.
No, horrific shot. Horrific take. Like, awful basketball, but he drained it. It was in the air for like 10 seconds, too.
Derek White, 27 points. Derek White, the last like 25 games, is averaging over 20 points. That's like all-star material. Yeah. He could like be an all-star reserve if he... with all season and, with the absence of Marcus Smart, he got more of a role here. Played 43 minutes. And then even the newly acquired Mike Muscala there.
Moose.
Played an all-time career high, 44 minutes, 18 points there. So they're all kind of participating there. Blake Griffin started for them.
Played great. Blake Griffin was great.
Yeah, I think the X factor for this team this year is by far Malcolm Brogdon. He's been the sixth man of the year. Came in at 26 points the other night against the Bucks, but it just seems like you hear Peyton Pritchard, who I love, great player, but wants to go play elsewhere because he knows he's not going to get minutes because they have a deep rotation this
which
year,
which is fine. Don't hate on him for that.
No, I'm not hating on him for that. But people are like, oh, why did he get minutes like last year and he's not getting this year? It's because you got a guy named Malcolm Brogdon on your team. You got a guy and Sam Hauser who's gotten a lot of minutes this year. And who would you rather, a guy who's, 6'10", can probably serve us the same way Pritchard does and plays better defense. I mean, he's these guys right here with White, you know, to include Grant Williams here, Malcolm Brogdon, Sam Hauser. I mean, that's four guys off the bench already, not including Marcus Smart when he comes back, if he's starting or off the bench. So it just seems like they're a really deep team. You know, I don't think this team should be afraid of Milwaukee, especially with the result the other night. Realize a loss is a loss, but you know, there is a moral victory in that loss.
100%, 100%. The biggest reason, the only reason I was sad that they lost, well, frustrated they lost, was just because of the loser fan base of the Bucks who cried because they didn't have Chris Middleton in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was just like the reason we won to them. Like, we didn't have our top four and we almost beat you. Like, exactly. Like, grow up.
And I do give them a little bit of the doubt of like, you know, Chris Middleton's a stud. He's an all-star.
Andrew Holiday played the game of his career. I mean, that was, and he's a great player.
Drew Holiday's a great player.
Yeah, and that was his best game, like of his career. Career high points.
He's like their Marcus Smart, but I think he's even better because he's got more of a game offensively. But yeah, that's definitely going to be their toughest outcome the playoff time in this Eastern Conference. Based on, you know, Joe Mazzulla now credited as the full-time head coach. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that was kind of expected. I think it was just a time thing. I think they came out and said like it was a time thing. We just wanted to get it out of the way. So they weren't like thinking about it during the playoffs. And I think we all knew Ime wasn't coming back here. That was over.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. I love it. I'm very happy for the guy, but I have another take on it, man.
I got one too before you get hot and heavy.
All right. Take it.
All right. The only thing is I have to say like, where he came in and we started off so hot as a team, especially coming through that like type of like scenario and like scandal, we pulled it together in the beginning of the season. What we start off like 10-0 to start the season. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Obviously, they're playing well under this guy. Obviously, he's pulling something out of this team. Like even if you were originally looking for someone at the time, once you start off with a season like that, you got to keep the culture around and just keep that guy on. Whether or not he is just a face and the team's doing all the shows, like.
Yeah, I have a different.
Did it come out to what they signed him to? I saw they got him an extension.
No, I didn't see the numbers yet. But I'm on a different side of it. As much as I'm happy for the guy, I think he does a tremendous job. Let's wait till after the season, give him the full time thing.
Yeah.
I think this team could run it. I'm not gonna say run itself, but it could. You know, they could have a schmuck in there and they could still be playing good basketball. I want to see the result of the postseason this year till I, you know, jump there because as much as Joe Mazzulla has done good this season. I mean, Ime Udoka brought this team to the NBA Finals when no one thought there. So I think that he should at least finish this year before they offered it to him.
Well, I think
they could have waited a little longer.
I think what Brad said was like he wanted to make it so that Joe himself, like during Game 7, didn't think he was like coaching for his job and overthinking it.
Yeah, and
he wanted to have him fucking like I got this, like it's my team, let's go.
That's a good counter too. I mean, I like that argument as well. Yeah. I'm just saying to me as. You know, the ceiling 42-17, best team in the NBA first half. That's nice and all, but that's not the goal here. The goal is to get to the, you know, second half, secure that number one seeding, and I don't even care if the, you know, they go fourth or fifth seed if they lose a couple games in regular season. The goal is to win the NBA Finals this year, and anything less isn't, you know, it's a losing season if you don't win the NBA Finals.
Yeah, well, it's Bucks. This Philly is like three behind us, right?
Yeah,
three or four or something like that.
I don't see a team in the Eastern Conference now with the departure of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant from the Nets to really have a chance against the Celtics except for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Shout out Curran Jorgensen for getting Kyrie Irving. They are now 0-3 with those two in the backcourt.
Yeah.
0-3. Just would like to throw that out there for him.
I can't believe he was like kind of happy about getting him.
What an idiot.
I just can't. It is a breath of fresh air. Not having either one of those guys in the Eastern Conference. Because something wrong. If Brooklyn got going and, you know, KD came back, that's a team that could definitely, I think, take down the Celtics, take down the Bucks. I think be a threat. But, you know, they're gone.
So I mean, even
still thinking the Nets can do that. Like, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Come on.
But, like, I'm not going to lie. As soon as they got KD in last year, if you fucking had any Boston fans say we were sweeping fucking Brooklyn last year, game one, you're fucking an idiot.
I'm on record saying that. We can go back to that.
All right, I like that, but that's sounded like pure cocky.
I might have said five. I might have said five.
But what I'm saying is, like, just off that alone, like, that's a coercion level. But I do like how you said, take it to the playoffs, kind of see where your real test is.
And just, like, unbiasedly as a fan, KD to the Suns is sick.
Yeah, that team's awesome. It is pretty cool.
No, that team's unreal.
You got D-Book, you got Chris Paul, you got DeAndre Ayton.
Kind of anti-Chris Paul.
Are those the best jerseys in the NBA?
Great turnaround over there.
Phoenix, great place to live around this year. I mean, when it gets to the summer months, you want to get the hell out of there. But right now, oh, great living.
Side note, Phoenix talk. Did anyone hit a hole in one at that like waste management thing? I didn't see any of it.
I think Ricky followed it.
Oh, he hauled out.
He hauled out?
Yeah, it was hauled out.
Okay, it might have been a different tournament anyway.
I did see that.
Because I know I didn't see any of the videos of the place going like berserk when I got a fucking...
Wait, also, by the way, when the guy took his shirt off, he didn't make a hole-in-one. That was just a putt.
Oh, disgusting. Did you see Act like you've been there before.
He went on the green and they were like, take your shirt off. He told this guy, I just saw an interview, they go, hey, you guys, if I make it, I'll take my shirt off. And he like literally just like hits it and just lifts his shirt off.
You gotta do it at that point.
Did he have a gut? Who hit it?
I forget who it was. Yeah, they both had guts. Like, no, one guy like pulled the shirt, kinda. Then they start. That's when they were like throwing the beer cans and shit. And then the other guy who was playing with fully took his shirt off. And then like he's like, yeah, I was kind of in the moment. Then you get yelled at by the PGA. He's like, you probably shouldn't take your shirt off on a golf course. And I get that.
Yeah, yeah. That tournament's got to be so fun. Fair. Like, for the golfers, as much as it's fun for, like, the people in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's, like, it's not the same.
Obviously, there's money on the table, but it's not, like, a major or anything where, like, if you suck, then, like, whatever. I think it's just a good experience. It's one of the first tournaments of the year.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't break a club at that tournament.
Not to go all scramble podcasts on us, but,
Super Bowl weekend. It's all down there and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened to be the same weekend. That's pretty cool. Back on the Celtics. Jason Tatum is looking like a top five player in the NBA. Jaylen Brown, when he's been healthy, has been proven that he's an all-star in this league. And then you have all these, you know, role players knowing when to do their job. And Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon, Sam Hauser, you name it. They have at least, they're like pretty deep, 10 deep. We know the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be right there, you know, either first or second in the Eastern Conference. But still, who do you think is the biggest threat to both of those teams?
The biggest threat to both of them, I mean, at this point, it kind of has to be the Heat. Yeah. I think Jimmy Butler, that's a team that's been there before. Like, they're going to go through the regular season, not be a big deal. You're not going to think about it.
They're one shot away from locking.
They're sitting in the seventh spot right now.
But once they get there, you can, like it's kind of the way, like, people were worried about the Nets last year. Like, I think that's a team, like, Spoelstra's a great coach that's been there before. Like, I think, because who's in front of them? You got Cleveland, who is a good team, but you should be worried about them, like, next year or something.
Yeah, Philly,
I don't think.
the Knicks.
Philly.
Nets are still there, but they lost people. Yep.
The Nets, that's a fake spot. Yeah. Like, that's not real.
Said the team that I think I would be wary of, because I know Philly's pretenders. Joel Embiid's one of the best big men in the, like, if not the best big men in the NBA, I think. But they just don't have a full team. I don't believe James Harden in the playoffs. I think a team to look out for who's kind of that dark horse team that you're talking about, Miami was in the past couple of years, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think Donovan Mitchell has been there, done that, proven, even though he was on the Jazz.
Good team.
He's good. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, you know, Jared Allen's big center there.
Like, I just think they're a year early for their real time.
Isn't that crazy? Coming. They're about to buy him. He must not be having a good season, Kevin Love. They're about to buy him out.
Has he had a good year in the past, like, five?
Is he still playing?
He might have been averaging at least, like, 15. It says that he's only averaging, like, 8.5, so he's probably barely playing.
Yeah, if you told me he didn't play a game this year, I'd believe you.
Yeah.
I thought he quit, like, 6 years ago, dude.
But they said he's supposed to get, like, draw by, like, maybe the Heat and, like, the buyout market, so maybe, like, a New Jersey
that
will spark him.
Move. Yeah, that could be a good move.
Yeah, on the other end, it kind of makes it interesting because Eastern Conference was, you know, going into the season, you know, the top dogs. You really didn't get anyone besides, you know, Golden State. You could throw the Suns in there even before KD, and then Memphis with John Morant. But now you have Denver leading the way. You got, you know, the Suns with KD should be the favorites to, you know, get out of the West there. And, you know, the teams like the Clippers, Golden State will always be there. And, you know, Dallas with Kyrie, we'll see how that goes. And then everyone keeps – I don't even want to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers too much.
No.
They gave them way too much screen time, but they're sitting in like 13th place. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I think – I love that the Grizzlies are up there that good. They're a great team to watch. A lot of grit on that.
You know who else there too? The Sacramento Kings, the 3 seed.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, they've been very quietly rising up on the ranks.
Yeah, the 3 seed to the 10 seed is separated by like 3.5 games. Isn't that nuts?
That's wild.
Yeah. So I mean, I think they'll end up fading, but good DeAndre Fox, that's a good team.
And Denver's first, right?
Denver's first, yeah.
Jokic is a god-tier player, but they're frauds.
Frauds.
Like, they're the 70s. They're less annoying yeah. than the 76ers, but they're the Western Conference 76ers. They're frauds.
Yeah. I can't believe... I don't think, besides the Celtics game, I've ever really watched Nikola Jokic play basketball. He's a two-time MVP, right?
Yeah. Potentially third.
He sucks to watch as a basketball player.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's a two-time MVP. I can't believe that.
No, he's honestly one of... if you watch him and you study him, it's so annoying to watch because he's cooking on the court, spinning,
no look back, passes but and shit, yeah.
Because he's so tall, it's done in, four steps. So it seems like it's slow motion and, no one can
see. I'm not going to say it's boring basketball, it's not sexy.
It's like Tim Duncan mixed with, I don't even know.
He does the Giannis thing, too, where you're, you kind of think he's, off, and then, they show the, line and he's exactly. 26 yeah. 11 and 11
he's having a quiet game.
Where the fuck did he do that? What the hell?
He's a quiet game. I haven't seen much of him today. He has 20 points, 15 rebounds.
He's got every board this quarter.
He somehow has 30 assists. Also everyone else is scoring on him.
So I think NBA All-Star weekends this weekend, Jason Tatum's in the three-point contest. Probably has a good chance.
Yeah.
I think the dunk contest, I think, is going to go away pretty soon. They have, four complete no-names. And at this point, in the stage of the dunk contest, what haven't we seen before?
Dunks have been done.
The Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine debacle, the credibility of those judges. I know it's Shaq.
The last great dunk contest.
I know it's Shaq and Kenny the Jet, but no credibility there.
There needs to be a year where they just get the boys to be in the dunk contest, all the stars.
No, they should have it at Rucker Park and just go fucking crazy.
That would be nasty.
Just get the team out there.
Because that also builds a community too.
Yeah.
They don't want that.
All-star games in Salt Lake City, Utah. Probably a sick spot.
Mormon.
But guess how much the cheapest ticket is to go to the All-Star game on Sunday?
$3,000.
$2,500.
Oh no, you guys are nuts.
Yeah, I know.
It's $460, but that seems so much.
No, but
more.
Still,
it's an All-Star game that doesn't even count.
Not going, regardless.
I will not go.
I'm not gonna watch one second of it. Literally, don't care.
Speaking of what we all watched this past Sunday, Super Bowl 52, right?
We're at 57.
It.
I think.
Let's talk.
We're
about
up
it.
There.
Is it?
Yeah, 52.
50. Yeah, I think we won 52.
Oh, 57.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll give you that. Yeah, 57. I'm sorry. These numerical things, I just don't get.
Roman numerals.
Yeah, you know.
Stay in school, kids.
So the Chiefs, took
numbers and letters.
Yeah,
dude,
hate them. Yeah,
Chiefs carried away with their second Super Bowl in four or five years, whatever it was, over the Eagles. One of the I think better Super Bowls we've seen.
Was a great game.
I was shooting under the whole time, and I think after the first two possession from each team, I'm like, wow, this is gonna go over for the books. MVP of the game, Pat Mahomes. I mean, that's as expected. I think no matter what team won, the quarterback of that team was going to win the Super Bowl MVP. But my take on that was Philly let this team in the entire game. Philly let them hang around. They were winning the entire game, going to halftime up 10 with Pat Mahomes hurt. Thank God for Rihanna's 45-minute performance there.
Yeah.
Which kind of gave him time to, shoot him up. But they came back, the Chiefs answered the bell. What was your thoughts on the game, Steele?
It just one fucking mistake. Jalen Hurts was a god that entire game.
He
was unbelievable.
Dude.
And that one fumble that got taken to the house just it changed everything.
Did you see the other one, too, that Miles Sanders caught and the same guy took it back?
Yeah.
And then they called it. I'm like, dude, what if he took it back? Would he have gotten MVP? Two touchdowns defensively?
Probably,
that'd been nuts.
I mean, he should have anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, obviously, the big controversial thing is the holding call on Juju Smith-Schuster from James Bradbury there. What did you think of the call?
Terrible.
Yeah,
you don't call that there.
I thought it was a tough way to, solve a game because obviously once they got that first down, all they had to do was knee it and give direct.
Yeah, ended the game.
Yeah, ended the game. Was it a holding call?
Oh, yeah, sure. But, like, dude, you watch fucking, like, dude, Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals, you hit a guy with a little elbow, it's not getting that, called.
Dude, you could call a fucking holding call for every single play on the lineman. Yeah. You could call a pass interference on every... No defensive player is supposed to touch an offensive player after 5 yards after the snap, and they do it every single fucking down.
There were 15 worse holding calls in that game. Like, I don't have specific plays, but just saying throughout a football game,
on
like,
that play,
way worse. Yeah,
on
like,
that play, if like, you look around, there's probably worse
I got
holding
it explained
calls.
To me metaphorically the other day, and I could... It was spot on. It's like when you get pulled over going 27 and a 25. It's like that's
that joke. Yeah.
I love that.
That's what happened.
I'd even call it 26.
26.
Yeah, 26, yeah. Disgusting.
I just think if that play didn't happen, like if that penalty didn't happen, we're talking about probably one of the best Super Bowls of all time in terms of, you know, back and forth with each other. One best quarterback in the game goes down, comes right back. Just seemed like... You know, Tyreek Hill, the absence of him going to another team this year seemed not to be, you know, a problem for this team. They pass it all around. You know, Kelce had 6 receptions. Smith-Schuster, 7. Bunch of guys. Kadarius Toney made a big
a
huge punt return to set them up for that game-winning score. Had the Eagles teaser plus 6 and over 45.5. So nailed that, cashed out there. Travis Kelce scored in the first quarter. That was my anytime touchdown pick for Steel and Naz. You're welcome. Steel, what was your
Blue Gatorade?
The Gatorade
was
purple,
I believe. Yeah.
That's close, man. That's almost a plus.
Almost got it. Almost got it.
I think it was like plus 1,000. Like
Purple was low because
I think it was plus 750.
I don't think Purple's been it for a while.
Yeah, wild.
I'm pretty sure red Gatorade hasn't ever been the color.
One of these days.
No, imagine that though.
That's kind of wild.
What was the
that's like one of the most common colors
That's one of the OGs, yeah.
What, like the favorite, like lemon lime, like plus 100? What if you just put like a grand on that and lose, like, because you bet the favorite of the Gatorade? Like,
yeah,
that's a tough look.
Well, not only that, it's because like a lot of people bet that too, and the number swung from like 450 to plus 150 because in a Barstool interview, the guy said that like it got scripted. Oh no, he said that on the sideline, big jugs, he's like, they're all yellow. He's like, I don't know why, they're like all yellow. He's like, yeah, we like orange and shit, but it's like usually clear with the thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, the big ones are all yellow. That's why the numbers swung the night before.
Do you
before.
Think it's like team based? Like do the Kansas City Chiefs?
That's
like
essentially what I was saying. So it was Big Cat and PFC, and they were like, yo, like, what do you guys drink on the side? They were kind of like pulling at him, like trying to be fun, like playing on like the thing. And he like kind of didn't understand, but he was serious. Like, no, all of our Gatorade's white that has electrolytes in it. And then, so, like, they probably, like, as a team, like, too, like, you're on the team. Like, I know guys aren't supposed to sports gamble, but he's like, dude, tell everyone to know we're putting fucking purple in it. Tell everyone to go make a couple bucks. It's a harmless bet. If we win, we should have the opportunity to make that bet for our families. You know what I mean?
It's called insider trading, Craig. Yeah. People go to jail for it.
Hey, it happens all the time.
Yeah, it happened on Wall Street today.
And who batted an eye? Fucking no one. But to make their fucking money.
Back on the game, actually, the one bet I lost was Miles Sanders anytime TD. It was so weird because Kenneth Gainwell like scored and then didn't. Boston Scott got a couple reps, but it was all Jalen Hurts all the time. He did everything for this team from passing. He 15 carries for 70 yards, 3 tutties.
Matty Forbes had Gainwell first TD,
which was great. It got called back.
He said
that in the chat. And I said, good.
No, the first touchdown that got called back, and then Jalen Hurts just ran it in like Matty Forbes
and
had Gainwell.
It had to be like a 1,500, like it was that. He's like the third running back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But also, I forget what we were talking about. Keep going, sorry.
It wasn't for Pat Mahomes being the quarterback on the Super Bowl winning team, you almost want to say Jalen Hurts might deserve to win the Super Bowl MVP as a loser.
It was close. I mean, that was definitely like that can't happen, obviously.
No, it can't.
But like that was definitely one of the closer ones for that, 100%.
Oh yeah,
like, he played the game of his life. He gave it
all. I mean, if you're a Philly fan, I know there's no moral victories when you lose a Super Bowl, man. But
it's dark.
But like
you should have a good feeling about Jalen Hurts.
You have something number one, man, and you have a bunch of these receivers coming back, and Devonta Smith, AJ Brown just signed for a good deal. It seems like this team will be back.
And what a thing they got with that fucking QB sneak they do, man.
Dude,
that old line, that is an absolute cheat
code. They just go under the ground.
Go right to their knees and fucking just move it.
It's move.
It's incredible.
It's not, I don't think it's ever been stopped.
No. And one of the guys, I think it was like Frank Clark, like he jumped it. It was a penalty and he still didn't stop it.
Yeah.
Like he still didn't fucking, like it didn't work.
So like what, for me, the X factor was, I mean, the X factor, I think, was the offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs that didn't allow a sack. So Pat Mahomes was able to cook the entire game. I think that's the bottom line, how they came back, how they were able to, you know, couple three and outs.
Sacks is crazy.
You know, the Chiefs' defense didn't play as well as they probably should have.
No, but tough offense. Good offense. You know what? A.J. Brown had a game.
They made them punt in the second half when you could have, and you put the ball in 15's hands, and usually good things happen when that occurs. So hats out to Kansas City. They're kind of looking like they're on their way to becoming, you know, what the Patriots were of the 2010s.
Joe Burrow will be back next
time. So we'll see. Yeah, that's an interesting narrative, too. Will the Bills be back? I think the Bills are all, like, dead.
The Bills are definitely, like, they probably went into this year, too, behind the Chiefs. They are definitely third, three. Maybe fourth. They're definitely three.
As much as I hate to admit it, the NFL is looking tasty to watch for the next couple of years.
It is. Like, a lot of young good quarterbacks.
Like, they're thinking about just, like, those matchups. Like, even when we just had Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen, like, those matchup games, like, those are fucking – those are, like, mini Super Bowls throughout the season.
Yeah, I think the average age of quarterback in the playoffs this year was, like, 27.
Yeah, the Georgia quarterback –
like, I think Mahomes was, like, the oldest.
The Georgia quarterback is older than the quarterbacks in, like, the fucking NCAA – NCF fucking champion.
Oh, there was a good tidbit here. So the bar I was watching the game in, I was down in Disney with friends on a trip, and there was a bunch – like, there was full of, like, Eagles, like, fans.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
And they were going, like, they were saying E-A-G-L-E-S. But after the field goal to put them up six, they, like, did the whole thing where, like, you would thought they'd score a touchdown. That's when I knew. I'm like, the Chiefs are winning this game. They just went nuts over a field goal, and you're only up six. I was like, all right, this is the game's over. Yeah. And they all walked out in disgust, which was kind of rewarding, but
I feel that.
I don't know, man. I don't like Philly. You started to like Kansas City a little bit more as a Patriots fan because – I don't know, man.
I can't support them.
That's the cocksucker Florida State Bama fan in you, dude. You loser.
No.
They're good now. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon,
too.
They're
not, like, my favorite team.
They are. You have to wait till next year,
loser. No, but Pat Mahomes is something else, man.
Disgusting.
Yeah, real recognized real. You know, the greatness of 15.
Can't wait till next year when we do the college football preview and he's the biggest Georgia fan on the face of the earth.
No, I mean, Georgia was good this year. Alabama's going to be back, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
Damn right, they'll be
back.
What,
you got one more year in you before you switch?
Probably. We'll see. If Hendon Hooker stays, we're Tennessee people next year.
Fair.
I don't think he's staying.
I don't think he is. It's a thing, mock draft, Patriots taking him.
That would be fun.
That'd be nuts. Kind of down.
And then you sign Josh Dobbs to your practice squad. Oh, wow.
Naturally, Tennessee.
Then I'm a Tennessee fan.
Go
then,
Vols.
Then
yeah, go Vols.
Then I'm on. The best team in the NHL. Lost four of the last five before a big win last night. I mean, the other night was up Wednesday or whatever. Dallas 3-2 win, no T. Good to see them bounce back. 48-5. I think they're good. They're still 12 points ahead of Maple Leafs with two games in hand. Mm-hmm. Is that good? I think that's pretty good.
Decent.
You know, going to this game last night, it was more of a must have. And Dallas is one of the best teams in the West at a
best record in the West.
Yeah, got 71 points. Pretty damn good. They go down 2-1. Pavel Zacha. How about Pavel Zacha, by the way? He 12 goals for this team. Has been a real step up on third line. And then Pastrnak, who they're a guy who they better fucking sign, who we're trying. We're starting to get more and more as we're going. It's going to happen. Pulls the trigger. Great pass from Charlie McAvoy to end things.
Every time Zacha scores, it's like a barred down ping fucking snipe. It's incredible.
If you look at the books too, every game,
it's nuts.
Every Bruins game, he's like plus 300 to score a goal. And like, I don't know how many games has there been, like 50. He scored in 12 of them. You're making out 3-1, 12 of the 50.
Yeah.
It's pretty good fucking numbers there.
Yeah, think about it, people.
I might rip that next game, Adam, but you should have been early on these types of fucking.
You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes.
Game starts
right
in 5 minutes.
Throw it on right now. Wait. All right. Get back to me.
Log in. Log in.
The Bruins are playing the
Nashville Predators. What does your jacket say?
Predators tonight. Nashville.
Ew.
Hey.
Ew.
It's a great sweatshirt, though. It's a great sweatshirt. Can't even deny it.
Preds money.
You know, tough loss to Washington, tough loss to Carolina.
Can I parlay that?
But they kind of have an easier road coming up. They got Nashville on the road. Then they're at home for the Islanders and Ottawa. They go out on the West Coast trip where, you know, Seattle's been a pretty good team. Then you got teams that are struggling this year in Vancouver. Edmonton.
Got Edmonton twice,
good, I believe. Good offensive team, but they're not really a complete team. Same with Calgary. And then Buffalo. Yeah. So it seems like they have some winnable games coming up in their next 10 where, you know, they did really well in their West Coast trip last time. But, you know, the more you go out west, the more you kind of seem to there's lower talent level skill out there. And the teams are coming up from up north, up in the Northeast. The Bruins just got to keep doing what they're doing. I think I need to see a little bit better play out of Jeremy Swayman. I think Linus Allmark has his number. But I think just every time Swayman's come in, it's just been – you know, a loose goal there. And I think overall, just got to continue to see the consistency out of this team. What do you think, Steele?
I think one of the best in the past couple games was in overtime and in the third period when it was like 5-on-3. That team did an amazing job of holding them all back. I mean, Olmark was great. Net had a bunch of stops. I mean, Jason Robinson's there. He's got like 34 goals. So they were just like feeding it to him. He scored once. And they were just all over the place. They had a few attempts shorthanded on it. And then finally it got back. Bang, bang, McAvoy. Started by Pavel Zacha. He started it. Got it to McAvoy and then falling down. Pasta ripped it. It was incredible.
Now, do you think, like, because I think their top three lines are dominant.
Yeah.
Boom. Fourth line, you know, doing its job there. They're goaltending, you know, two of the top guys, you know, at least duos in the league. Then you look at their defense with, you know, Lindholm, McAvoy leading the way. But then you kind of have a couple question marks. You know, Connor Clifton, Brandon Carlo, even Matt Grizzlick, who has played kind of a short game the past couple of years. I think that's when they need to improve here if they can at the trade deadline.
If you can, do it. But there's no – I don't think, like, a massive move needs to
yeah,
be
made. Yeah, like, I'm not looking for, like, Patrick Kane forward. You know?
Yeah, like what they did last year, like getting Lindholm, like we don't need to do that again. Get a level of that player. Like we need like a third line defenseman or something.
Oh, agreed.
Like, you can just like pick something up. Who's that guy from the Blues they're talking about? It's getting like Barbashev or something.
Barbashev.
Like he's a grinder and he's a playoff guy. Like I think he'd be a good pickup, and I don't think we'd have to give up fucking too much for him.
There's another guy too, Arizona. What's his name?
Chychrun.
Yeah, Chychrun. I think that he'd be pretty good too.
He is the like Jimmy Butler of the Bruins. Like, this is, like, year four of us getting that guy in the trade deadline.
He's 24 years old from Florida. 7 goals, 21 assists. That's pretty
he's a good player.
Pretty damn good for a defenseman.
Yeah. And he's on an absolute shit team.
Yeah. So looking for one of those. That's the thing with the trade deadline. You could be like, even in baseball, you could be like, oh, we kind of need, like, Shohei Ohtani because, like, he's on the last year of his deal. And then it's like hockey where it's like, okay, we need this guy because he's making like this much or that much.
Yeah.
It's so like random, you know, these guys who are playing for, you know, low market teams who you never even heard about. And then you're kind of like, all right, like this guy's pretty good.
We do usually make a move at the trade deadline, though. So we will probably do
Can
something.
Can I get a quick interjection before this game starts?
Do it.
Respectfully.
It's over 5.5 goals, but it's minus 120 over, plus 100 under. I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like they know this is going to be a laser show.
Over. Nashville, dude, those people get it going.
Yeah, that place is sick.
They're gonna, all right. Final
the
score.
Bets are in.
Final score is 7-1. Nashville sucks this year. 25-20. Yeah, not awful.
Oh, my God. I fucked up. I did risk instead of to win.
Ah!
No, I did to win.
Okay.
Instead of risk. I did a little
bit. All right, at least you got it in.
But I did the bet. Goal by Pavel anytime.
Go Pavel.
Over 5.5.
Let's go Bees.
It's just crazy to me, though, when you look at the NHL, like, talking about in the basketball terms, you know, who's the biggest threat to the Celtics? It's Milwaukee, then it's kind of like, you know, who, anybody, yeah. Like yeah, everybody yeah, else. And the Bruins-wise, it's, you know, Maple Leafs, Lightning, Hurricanes, yeah. Devils having a good year, the Rangers are good, Penguins and Capitals have two of the best players of our generation. Like,
Carolina's the only team I fear.
You think?
That's the only team I'm worried
they've
about.
They've just kind of had the number.
Who are you scared with in Carolina?
Their first line has just battered our first line, which is incredibly hard to do.
Yeah.
But they did it all of last. That's why we did beat them on the road in the playoffs last year. Their first line was out every time our first line was out.
They
worked them.
Yeah, just bullied us.
If I'm the Maple Leafs, I'd be so afraid of the Lightning because they got them last year. They're going to get them again unless we catapult.
The Lightning don't scare me. Vasilevsky scares me a bit because he's
yeah. No, I think the Lightning.
The rest of the team is like I think we've passed them as a full roster slightly. Like it's close. They're good.
Yeah.
But Vasilevsky, I mean, he's an all-time great goalie, and that gets you somewhere.
Definitely afraid of the Lightning more than the Maple Leafs.
I do not. Yeah.
Unless we have a complete lose the rest of the games. We're not playing the Maple Leafs in the first round. The Maple Leafs have not made it past the first round since.
Like 2000.
Yeah, like even earlier. I thought it was like 93.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. No, I think it's like 2000. It's 94 is when they won like Canada won a Stanley Cup. Any of the Canadian teams. Well,
no, yeah, and then Pittsburgh. That's what I mean. If you get the number one seed, you're going to play Pittsburgh or the Capitals if the season ended today. And both those teams are pretty damn good. I mean, the Capitals beat you last week. Pittsburgh has always been pretty good with Malkin and Crosby and all those guys.
We've usually, like the Bruins themselves, we've had better luck versus Pittsburgh, I feel like, than the Caps. Because there was that stretch where the Caps beat us like 15 out of like 17 games or something. I know that's long gone. They don't have Holtby anymore. But like they've had our number. Like I feel like we've had Pittsburgh's number, especially in the playoffs most years.
Let's say this. Who's been your favorite player on the Bees this year? Not 88, 63, or 37.
I mean, it's Omark or Zaka.
Yeah, Omark, Zaka. That's pretty good there.
Pretty much it. Lindholm's been a fucking stud.
Yeah, Lindholm's been good. Another shout out to who've kind of pulled a 180. He hasn't played in a handful of games since the Winter Classic. Jake DeBrusque has played,
I think he comes back really next good week. I think that's what they were saying.
Yeah, it's 16 goals, 14 assists in 36 games.
Gotta love it.
I mean, so I think he'll give them a boost when he comes back. I think they're kind of missing him. You see that their play gets a little bit different when he's not out there. So
felt so bad for him when they showed it because he broke his leg at the Winter Classic, so he had to walk down the stairs of Fenway.
Yeah,
fuck, because it's a ramp at the Garden, but Fenway, you gotta the locker room's there. Yeah.
Yeah. You're more in the public eye.
Yeah, you gotta walk down everywhere. You gotta go down a few flights.
You're basically on a runway.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be on skates, dude. Yeah, it's a baseball field.
Yeah. You're freaking out.
Yeah, so hopefully they get hopefully they beat Nashville 7-1 tonight, can help Craig win the bet.
Pavel.
Did you take Zaka anytime goal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, like Pavel Zaka. Plus 300. I bet throw out some units. I bet 3 units because I'm a $10 unit kind of guy. No unit shaming here. Remember that. Remember that, all this listeners. So I put $30 and win 90. And then put $40 to win 32.
We got the books coming right around March Madness time.
What's the date?
I don't think there's an exact date. It's like they said March.
Better be March 3rd so I can put the house on John Jones.
That'd be sick.
House.
Wait, is that when he's fighting?
The 4th is the fight, or the 5th, whatever that Saturday is.
Yo, literally bet the fucking house. That's actually even when they say Floyd Mayweather, I'm like, Floyd Mayweather is maybe a scumbag and would
bad person.
Fix a fight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Knowing how much, it was minus 10,000. I was he'll just take a fall just to have Vegas pay him out. John Jones will never lose a fight to the day he loses his life versus anyone.
Yeah.
The end of his life is going to be crazy, I feel like. Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm not even the person that likes to call people crazy.
You're crazy, man.
No, I'm crazy. I can say that. But John Jones is actually crazy.
Oh, yeah, that guy's nuts.
Guys are nuts.
And he's also, on top of that, then the most aggressive and, powerful and best
striking. No, and, the best UFC fighter ever.
And then, actual ability. It's fucking crazy.
John Jones and Charlie Sheen stuck in a room. They're not allowed to, hit each other. No, Who gets out?
Dude, I want to get in, dude.
I'm not trying to leave.
No, I don't want anyone to die, dude. I want them to live forever. Wake up!
Transit, I want to give a big shout-out before I forget. XFL starts this weekend.
Let's go, Andrew.
Orlando Guardians on the road against the Houston Roughnecks. Saturday night football on ESPN. Andrew Jamail, the Stonehill Skyhawk,
friend of the pod.
Big good luck to you, man. We can't wait to watch. Get your popcorn ready for number 18 there.
Touchdown first play.
Why not him? He's gonna be a big prop this season if XFL is able to be bet. Have you guys seen any books yet?
No, I haven't taken a look yet.
To be fair, that needs to be revisited this week.
If Anton was here, we would already have that answer.
Oh yeah, he'd be all over it. I mean, I'm sure like you can bet it somewhere, but I'm asking if you guys specifically were able to see it.
Yeah, it's get Anton on the phone. I want his like MVP.
Yeah, can we call Anton real quick?
I don't want to at all.
Just a quick touch.
He's suspended.
He's
suspended.
Whatever.
I just want to see if he has the line.
Getting into a little baseball talk. So I started with the Red Sox open spring training practice like the other day.
Yeah, there was the truck day.
Yeah, there were four media members credentialed when there's usually like 15. So clearly, no one really gives a shit about the Red Sox. On other notes, there's new rules being put in place. There's bigger bases. The shift, you can't do that anymore. You're going to stay on your own side. And the 15-second pitch count clock rule.
Yeah, that's kind of intense. That's pretty quick.
I kind of like all of them.
That's a quick, like, and what's, I get the pitch the clock. One? There should be a pitch clock.
So if like
but 15 seconds
if you're
is pretty quick.
Third or short, like you can't go on the right side. If you're first or second, you can't go on the left. So, like, you can't go past second base.
Oh, okay.
So they're basically eliminating the shift, which I like. It's going to help hitters like who are that low in the app. It's going to create more hits, which I like.
As a Yankees fan, I am extremely pro getting rid of the shift. All the lefty hitters on my team just like get shifted.
You know how many more hits Big Poppy would have had if they...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Ryan
yeah,
Howard, dude. You think of it. These
Aaron Hicks might get a hit.
Might
get
Joey,
one.
Joey Gallo won't get a hit.
Though. No, he's still... You got to actually make contact, which he can't do.
I like the I was having a conversation with someone the other day. The big bases. Now that's for like helping the stealing game, right? Or is it for like just comfort?
I think it was like comfort, and I think it's like aren't they like doing like two at first, like almost like softball
slow pitch?
Yeah, that'd like almost.
I don't think so.
I saw one that made it look way more extreme, and ended up being like the camera angle.
The bases are huge. The bases are huge though.
Yo, they are bigger, but the camera angle of this looked like it was like 15 times
it's like a large pizza box to a small pizza box. That's the way I kind of look at it. I like it because that's the only thing I can think of. You can swipe bags easier or just more comfortability and people not like hurting.
Yeah, not getting
down
clipped,
first base line. The third one, the 15 seconds one, I kind of like that. Speeds up the game. That's what the game needs.
No, it's right. It's just that's quick.
Yeah.
Like 15.
I just wonder how like strict they're gonna get. Is it gonna be like a basketball shot clock, or is it just gonna be like, all right, here we go?
It should be like here, like if you're like the guy should not be sitting if there you're like fucking like
yeah. If you're like 16, like is it gonna be cool?
Yeah, like
that's what I'm kind of like. I don't know.
And it should be like if you should have.
I don't know. Wait,
like 15 seconds, but a grace of like two or three.
Okay.
Yeah, so like we're gonna miss all those like moments where it's like those big time moments, like staring down.
Yeah,
the
like
hitter,
you gotta breathe a little. Like you can't be like 15 seconds and be like
that
done.
Would be
I think
so
that's
nuts
ridiculous.
If it was like the heat of the moment of like a World Series game, like the stare down to Craig's point, and you just fucking call it.
That would
what's that gonna be a balk?
It's gotta be a that's the only
balk?
Thing you
yeah,
could do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but I can only imagine that's like what it's gotta be, right?
Yeah. Think so.
You can't do like anything else. Like,
the only thing is the batter could have respect if it got close to like literally
call
step
time?
Off. Yeah, yeah. So that's like a double respect thing there.
One day a batter in like a playoff game is gonna be like he was over 15 seconds, and that guy is gonna become one of the biggest losers in my mind ever.
That's a great call. That's a great
that point. Guy, I am going. He's gonna be like, I struck out. He was like, the guy took 16 seconds, and I'm gonna be like, you are an absolute loser.
Oh boy. Yankees pitcher goes down. Heard about
Frankie Montas. Yes.
Yeah.
Smell ya.
Gone.
He
for
barely
season.
Even played it. Possible.
Okay.
Shoulder surgery.
On the Red Sox front, Kiki Hernandez looks like he's going to be the opening day shortstop. We'll see how that goes.
In typical fashion, yearly routine almost. I'm pretty sure opening day with the Rangers, Jacob DeGrom had elbow tightness.
Of course he did.
Right on schedule.
I'm surprised Chris Sale's not out for the season by now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The more you look at the Red Sox depth chart, the better I'm feeling about this team. But we'll see, man. I really don't fucking know.
There's nothing to be fired up about them until they get on the field.
Like, oh, they re-signed Yu Chang, which is a huge deal.
Not a fucking
second
clue
baseman
who that is.
Yu Chang, beast.
Literally not a clue.
You came.
Yeah, you know, Mookie Betts are like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? I saw a meme today. It was like guy waking up from a 2020 coma. He's like, I can't wait to watch Mookie Betts and all these guys playing their prawns.
Masataka Yoshida. Just wait. Just wait.
I might go to opening day at Yankee Stadium and just boycott Aaron Hicks. I am so fucking sick of that, dude.
The coach?
There is somebody. No, that's later. I got to worry about it. I got one step at a time. I have a left fielder who can't hit and has just been.
Let's get some Yankees
What's the coach's name again?
Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone. Also a loser.
Loser. Yeah, who's this Oswald Peraza guy? Is he good?
Great player. Yes. Great player? Someone who should be replacing.
Is he a prospect or is he.
He's a prospect. He came up last year, though. He played
came
a
up last year. I'm just looking at the starting.
Him and Oswaldo Peraza, and then Oswald something. It's crazy how they were both Oswaldo. And
Oswaldo Cabrera is left field.
Yes.
He's back up to Aaron Hicks.
He needs to pass Aaron Hicks, which he should do. But it should be opening day.
I like Harrison Bader, too. I think he's a dog.
Good player. He was great in the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really all I have tonight. Yankees just looking like a better lineup here. I do love me some Breece McGuire behind the dish for the Red Sox. You got Casas, Arroyo, Devers, Enrique Hernandez, Yoshida, Duvall, Verdugo, Justin Turner. Like that's like an average lineup. Don't hate it, but expect more. I think it could be 88, 90 win team.
That's a good lineup if you get like the best of all of them.
Yeah.
Like if like two or three of those guys have a slump year, then like you're fucked.
And like I think the starting rotation looks as good as it has in the last 3 years, which isn't saying much because it was so bad. But I mean, Sale, which will be get hurt, Kluber, was pretty good for Tampa last year. Nick Pivetta, despite the bad year last year, had a pretty good year for the team. Garrett Whitlock was their best pitcher last year. Well, let's see if he can start. Then James Paxton, if he can actually be healthy too, you never know. It's a big is it gonna work? Is it not? I don't know.
Having so much. Like pressure on Kluber and Paxton's tough.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Because they're probably going to go down.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
They're both great pitchers. Like, they could, like, the Yankees have had both of them recently, and they both got hurt.
And they didn't re-sign Walker. Walker wanted too much money. He's not with
he signed
Padres,
today, I believe, yeah.
With the Padres. Padres are away. I just want to look at this lineup before we go. Oh, my God.
We also got the food challenge review.
Oh, food challenge review.
It's only a challenge.
Expensive
chocolate.
All right, let's get into it.
Once you
announce where they're from.
This is actually from China.
Oh, it's from China.
Actually, I don't even know where it's from. But my buddy that's Chinese.
What are you, LeBron?
Yeah. Well, first pitch. This is going to be a Nama chocolate, Royce high quality, matcha chocolate. Those two pieces of meat, I guess.
Why is it green?
Why is it green?
That's from the matcha.
What's matcha?
Clank it and sank it, boys.
All right, so if you're watching the YouTube here, we have some
matcha.
So apparently this is chocolate.
Royce, get up near the camera.
All right, down the hatch.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty.
Let's ride.
Let's get some reaction.
Oh wow.
How you feeling? Still liked it.
That's fucking great.
Nass didn't like it.
That was incredible.
Oh, really?
No, that's really great. Good. Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Fucking melted in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that was like that.
I'm
was,
not
letting
you guys
fucking
have my milk chocolate one. That's the matcha. That one's good.
Okay. I was like,
that's
yeah,
the matcha.
Right
that,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The, the flavoring you got. That's a matcha.
Great review.
Like, leafy kind of grain. Like, yeah. Please have as much as you.
That was delicious.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. That opened up and they were green. I was out.
Because it looks like a brick. And then you put it in your mouth, it just melts in your mouth.
Not delicious. Yeah, like 9.8 out of 10. Yeah.
Love that. I love that.
Did you get that from like UPS? Like, where'd you get that from?
No, it was delivered by Amazon. But
insider trading.
That's like a $30 box of chocolate.
Wow.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Showtime over there.
Thank you.
Nothing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Folks, want to thank you for tuning in. Thanks for HedgeBetter making this all possible. Big shout out to Seaport Social on is it Northern Ave and
I went the other day. You know who kills it over there is Christian.
Christian,
yeah, I met Christian. I hang out. And then, dude, I saw him over there, and I was like, dude, this kid is the fucking man.
Great kid. Great
man, dude.
Brad Marchand, quick
goal.
Three minutes in.
Everyone over there is fucking fun. Go down there.
They had a burger challenge. That burger looked pretty damn big.
Yeah, Christian's brother won it.
Oh, nice. Magic Mike filmed the whole thing.
Did he?
If you saw the Instagram story, he showed off his directing skills.
Love that.
He got it from his porn game, so I respect it. Real, recognize real.
From a dumpster, now he's at the Seaport, baby. Making videos left and right.
Also, big shout out to Sled Edge Fitness and Performance, located 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Mass. Get down there, Craig Kelly, tell him Steel Naz boys sent you. The law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Fundraiser Patrick is going to run the marathon for, I want to say, the 16th, 17th straight time.
Yeah.
It's up there. He's going to have a fundraiser April 1st at J.J. Foley's.
You know. That's right.
We'll be there. I'll definitely stop by.
I'll be there.
Pay my respects.
I'll be at a wedding in Naples, but Pat, good luck with all that. I've been there before. It's a good time. It's a bunch of people there, a bunch of drinks, a bunch of music, a bunch of good times.
I was thinking that too. I don't think I've ever been to J.J. Foley's that early.
Yeah, but they open up the other side, so you know where the lunch part is too. So it's like basically the whole thing's fucked. Everything's going down. Oh, well,
that's good.
Working. Yeah, it's a good time. So please check it out and donate to his link online.
Definitely. Well, that's episode 111 in the books. We'll see you here next time. That's all from Steel and Naz, right?
Yep.
Be safe out there, everyone. One love, and go the Orlando Guardians. Let's go, Andrew Jamil.
Let's go, Andrew. Have a day.